In January of 2000, an old cotton gin was reworked to provide living and studio space and became the Border Art Residency. And I have with me the 14th artist to visit this wonderful facility, along with the co-founder of the Border Art Residency. Welcome to UTEP Sculpture Professor Willie Ray Parrish and Grant Billingsley, the new resident artist. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to be here. Thank you.
Oh, you just keep on bringing good people to town.
Yes, we do.
How did you find this one?
We do an application process every December, January. Our application deadline is January 15th, and we'll get applications often from different parts of the world for the residency. And we have a selection committee, a very professional group of artists. Kerry James Marshall, and MacArthur Grant, winning artist in Chicago, James Drake from El Paso, who's now in Santa Fe. And I use an at-large artist to combine with those two to select our artists for us. And Grant was selected from a very outstanding group of artists.
Oh, I suspect the interest has grown over the last, 13 years now.
Yes.
It has to have. How did you first learn about this residency?
I was in graduate school, and we took a tour of the Southwest, so a trip through most of Texas and New Mexico, and we got to stop at the Border Art Residency and visit it, and I thought it was out of my league at the time.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Now, you were in art school where?
At Texas Tech University.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so that was right after my first year there when I was a little baby, a little scared baby, art baby.
Where are you from originally?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. Willie Ray, give us the background on the nature of this investment in an artist's career.
What we're trying to do here is to help contemporary artists with their early career. We've had, right here at UTEP, many students graduate, go off to wonderful graduate schools, and then reality hits them. They've got to get a job, find a way to make a living. And this can extend that sort of postgraduate period a little bit, allow them to really focus on their artwork, not have to worry about the monthly bills yet. Mm-hmm. And many of them have been collected by the El Paso Museum of Art.
Wonderful.
Many of them have had other big exhibitions. The track record on some of our recent artists is just phenomenal.
Really? They've made the leap.
They really have. Danny Alvarez, who is from El Paso, was one of our artists about 5 years ago. Danny is currently featured in the Philadelphia Museum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Fabulous.
And at the big print shop there in Philadelphia. And all the work of his that's being shown in Philadelphia was done at the Border Art Residency.
Oh, fabulous. Now, are you a little intimidated by having this span of time ahead of you? Talk to me about that.
I have all the time in the world to do whatever I want, which is super exciting, and I'm quite privileged to have that opportunity. But yeah, it's a little intimidating when you have, even in graduate school, you still have things you have to do, I guess, here and there, and responsibilities that aren't directly related to art making. And now I don't necessarily have to do that, but I'm trying to get through it. I'm doing a good job, though.
Are you pretty good at the personal discipline to make yourself keep a schedule, get so much work done?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I think that's one of the reasons they accepted my application is art's pretty important to me. I've already done the not making art, and I realized how that life was. And so through that experience, I think I'm being pretty good over here.
Have you ever had anybody dissolve into being non-functional without borders there at the residency?
We really never have. Everybody has worked really hard and been very productive. You should see Grant's studio currently. It's just full of work. He's working on things, experimenting. He's got sculptures. He's got paintings. He's got work all over the room. You can hardly get into the studio area. And that's exactly what we like to see. He's really cranking. One of his references told me when I called checking references that he's a workaholic. And we thought, okay, that'll work.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Creative.
We
have a nice event coming up next Saturday. Tell us about that. It's your official welcome.
It's our welcome artist event. We always, early in the stay, have a welcome artist event. It's also a fundraiser. We're asking people in El Paso to call the El Paso Community Foundation at 915-533-4020 and make reservations. They can actually arrive at the Community Foundation offices, and there's free parking there. They can park at the Mills parking tower, bring their ticket, they'll get that validated.
Yeah, this is right across the street from San Jacinto Plaza. It's 333 exactly. North Oregon is where their new facility is.
The people can gather there. They'll have light hors d'oeuvres and drinks there. We put them on a chartered bus and drive them out to the Border Art Residency where the meal gets even more elaborate. There's champagne. There's dinner. They get to meet Grant, see what he's doing. And of course, the point is that they're paying $100 to make this trip, and that helps support our program.
Absolutely.
And support artists in the El Paso area.
Now, you're going to be doing some T-shirt art, is that right?
Yes,
as
ma'am.
Part of this, about five-ish. How are you going to swing that?
Lots of paint, lots of airbrushing, some stencils.
All right.
A lot of what I do has to deal with just the physicality of paint, so doing something kind of quick is not a problem. So on the back of the T-shirt's a little frame, and I'll go to town. I'll try and converse with everyone, see what they like. So maybe I'll get pink if they like pink. But
is there a place online where we can see samples of your work?
Oh, yeah, grantbillingsley.com.
Excellent. All right, that's simple enough. And so this whole celebration will take place, and then at 6:30 you'll head back downtown to the Community Foundation.
That's right.
That's a great evening.
We drive them out to the Border Art Residency and then drive them back.
Excellent.
And the T-shirts are free. They get a Border Art Residency tote bag. They get wined and dined. It's quite an event.
Well, this is a fabulous effort on your part. Grant, tell me, what is your ideal outcome of this year of experience?
Lots of work made, lots of things learned.
All right. I think you've got that one pretty much guaranteed. Looks like you're both holding up your end of the bargain on this residency.
Thank you very much.
Willie Ray Parrish, I congratulate you on 13 years of supporting very special artists, in addition to being a UTEP sculpture professor. And Grant Billingsley, welcome to the Border Art Residency.
Thank you very much.
It'll be a wonderful year for you. The Border Art Residency is at 3125 Highway 28. That's in La Union, New Mexico. But for this particular fundraiser, next Saturday, November 3rd at 3 p.m., you can book it down to the El Paso Community Foundation. That's at 333 North Oregon, after calling 533-4020 to make your reservations. And if you want more information, go to borderartresidency.com. And don't forget to check out grantbillingsley.com. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.